Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unk, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unk podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unk, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
It's 902-1OMG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
You guys, this is really exciting. We have just recently introduced a new character on the show, Gil Myers. And we want to just take a beat and have a little chat with the man behind Gil Myers, Mr. Mark Kiley.
He was on for 13 episodes. That's significant. Even to this day, I always remember, and full name, Gil Myers. Gil Myers.
You couldn't just call him Gil. You had to call him Gil Myers.
Gil Myers.
Mr. Myers, Gil Myers.
Yeah.
Gil. Let's talk to him. Let's find out.
Let's do it.
What up, Mark?
Yeah. Hi. Hello. Oh my gosh, how have you not aged?
Look at you.
Except in reverse. You look even younger than when you were on the show. What the heck?
That'd be nice if it was true, but thank you. Yeah.
You look exactly the same, you guys. This is crazy. Are you calling us from Bermuda? You're sitting in front of a beautiful sky backdrop.
Yeah, so I live like 3 minutes from the beach on the East Coast. And I'm there all the time. But for some reason this year, my wife and I were kidding around. So we took a picture of the beach we're always going to. Let me see. This.
Beautiful.
So that's where we go. So we put it up on the wall. See if we could change the winter kind of thing here.
It looks good.
Looks great.
Yeah, are you out of the business? You're living in, what is it, Massachusetts now?
I'm living in Rhode Island. Right next to it. Around 2014, 15, 16, somewhere in there, I did my last film with Robert Duvall. And, basically, I kind of stopped. I still get some calls. I'll probably go back in a little bit. My youngest is going to graduate from college this year. But really, the last 15 years, I no one does this, but I turned to a professional swim coach. And I own swim teams
so cool.
Did very, very well, you know, kids from 8 years old up to 18 and then in college. So for We put a lot of kids in Division I swimming. Sports was my thing. That sport mm-hmm. was my thing. And it was a great way for me to be with my boys. You guys are moms, you know? And that was a choice to spend more time with them. Because you guys know, man, you get a job, which is awesome. But then you're gone. And most mm-hmm. of my stuff is travel. And they were little. And my wife. And three boys, man, mm-hmm. that wanted to be around. So that's the altruistic nice thing. And I was happy to do it. So I found that being a swim coach brings everything together, you know, psychologically, when you're training kids and teaching them, it's all the skills we use in acting, right? You know, that psychological stuff of how to motivate those kids and understand. It was great. It was great. So we're just wrapping up this year in 2022. I'm going to stop that. And we'll see what's
You'll next. Be a retired swim coach. Now going back to acting. I love it.
I might. I mean, there's still that option. And it's a different approach, but you girls know, it's like when we do that art, it's 100%. It's 24/7, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you're thinking it, you're living it, you're doing it. And when I first took some time away, I was a little concerned about that. And I said, you know why? Go live life, be with the kids, do the thing. Yeah. And it's been really terrific. So we'll see.
It sounds amazing and so admirable that you gave up, you know, what you thought you wanted or needed in that moment and were there for your wife and your kids. That's really lovely.
It changes though. You guys too, right? I mean, your moms, you've made different choices here and there, right?
It's not the same. But you burst into West Beverly in season 3, episode 7.
Yeah, that's when we started. Yeah, I think Jeff Melman was directing.
Mm-hmm. We did not realize that you were originally cast as Rick, Dean Cain's character.
Right.
I didn't know that.
How did that go? What happened there?
Wait, I can't even see it now. Like you can't be Rick. You have to be Gil.
I know it's so long ago, but you know, Tori, your dad was great to me. You know, I'm sure you hear it all the time, but he was great to me. And going in man, you know, meeting Paul and meeting Darren, meeting those guys and girls and Charles Rose and his wife, that was on the table. And then this part came up. And the only controversy was at the early stages of it when Chris Brancato wrote it, you know, he was going to be guilty of that. Gil was going to be, you know, the real deal, guilty of that. And me as an actor and a person, you know, this is the world, right? So when I just come off what did I do? I did Law and Order, and mm-hmm. I played a really bad dude, right? And on the streets of New York, walking back to my apartment, people would say things to me like, you know, you're an awful man. I can't believe, you know, it's like, dude, it's TV.
Yeah.
So I was just
so Tori and I know what happens, but Jenny actually never has seen it, so she doesn't really know. So she's just seen your first episode.
I don't know what you're talking about you did that. It doesn't sound like it was good.
She just thinks you're amazing right now.
So funny. That's so funny. No,
wait, but that's so interesting. So originally you were creepy.
Yeah,
the character was creepy.
Yeah,
I knew it.
The writers were starting to figure that out. And me as an actor, I was just concerned because, you know, sometimes in reality, they put that on you, right? Who wants to play that? And your dad was cool enough to order that kind of, I said, I don't want to do it that way. I don't want to do it. And I was too young to even think that saying no is wrong. But they talked about it and then they rewrote it so that Jenny, close your ears. I'm innocently accused, incorrectly accused.
But wait, I'm still fascinated. So wait, you go in, you audition for the role of Rick to play opposite Brenda, and you got the part? Like they offered you the part and then said, oh, no, just kidding? Or what? How did that work out?
So Dean Cain came in too afterwards. And it was one, this has happened a few times in my career too, where they're shuffling going, okay, what do we want to mm-hmm. do here? And Dean's storyline wasn't going to stay as long. And they thought there was a potential that this storyline would carry through for a longer time for the writers. I believe that was the decision. I don't know. You know, that's what we talked here and there about. And then they kept rolling that guy out, that, you know, rolling Gil into that unique place where, you guys know, you were young and you were starting out and you were representing that. And I had to come in as one of those teachers that could be on the borderline, young mm-hmm. enough to cause a little problem, mm-hmm. Young enough to not have too many of the stoic teacher stuff.
Yeah.
Yet still a teacher, still in charge, still trying to impact. And I think correctly making mistakes because he was a fairly new teacher.
Yeah. So did you play him like overly friendly with a hint of creepy, or did you really try not to? Because he, when you first watch, you're like, oh, is this going to get weird?
Yeah. So that's like a red herring, right? So you know, in TV and film, especially the red herring is, for me in that part, it's to lay in a little of those possibilities, right? And it really initially too, in the first four or five episodes, I kind of played everything a little too slow, but slower, you know, mm-hmm. hoping that sometimes that little hang shot would add that, which way is he going to go? And when you look at television today, and you look back then too, or you look at episodics, you're trying to figure out, you know, who done it, right? And right. Three or four different people. So you're trying to leave the life intentionally correct, but
yeah,
with some shading of like, oh, right. Maybe he's creepy, or maybe
poor Jenny doesn't. Right.
Well, it's I don't know sense. What happens, but I did definitely get creepy vibes from you. So way to lay it in there.
How old were you when you played Gil Myers when you were cast?
I don't know. I should know that, shouldn't I? I guess 92, 93, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Google me. So 92, 93, that's I guess I was 30, maybe 29, 30. Would that be right?
So you're practically the same age, right, as I am.
You're
right?
Playing a teacher to kids that are right. Actually closer to your age in real life.
Exactly. That's why we came in with the beard, you know, to help that.
That was it. Yeah. The beard was a choice. Okay. Cause it was, you were a scruffy teacher. I was like, what?
Yeah. The beard was intentional to help with that, you know? And some of the behavior laid in to delineate that, because it was easy, to not pay attention to that. And then, you know, I wasn't supposed to be one of you guys. I wasn't supposed to be your age. I was supposed to be just a little bit above, just a little older.
Wait, so you played this apparently bad guy teacher. Bad guy.
He's not bad.
You'll see.
Okay. Whatever it is. But has that transferred over into your real life, being, an educator and teacher?
Well,
does anybody ever be like, I don't know about this guy?
So, it was like post 9/11. Our kids were really young. I think they were 3, 4, and 1. And that's when we had made the decision to come back here. And while I was here, I was traveling for the first 4 years doing jobs. And I said, I can't do that. I want to really stick. And so in the interim, before swim coaching, I was like, what do I do? And I had a friend of mine who was a teacher, and I had the qualifications and schooling, but he suggested I go work for this, basically a school system that dealt with behaviorally challenged kids on all levels, to the unfunctional and to the high function. Mm-hmm. And so for a year and a half, I worked intermittently 4 or 5 times a week for this school district that did that. And I did it because, one, I was kind of concerned about that particular demographic's hard to teach, right? And I learned a lot, because it was uncomfortable at first. And then I met great teachers. It was an amazing experience to learn how to communicate and how to put at ease and how to educate children of different levels that had different disabilities, whether they're emotional or mental. So I did do some of that. But then I turned it into the coaching because I really liked that pure part. And because of that, that teaching on my teams, I would always mainstream some kids that were, had some challenges, mm-hmm. and let them see that they're capable of doing what the sport was.
That's so cool. I love it.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC injectable gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin, and their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. So when you came onto our show, it was already a hit. It was season three. Mm-hmm. What did you think? Were you like, oh my gosh, this is going in on this show. This is big. Yeah, do people in, like people must have recognized you all the time. Do they still recognize you?
Yeah, they do from that show.
Gil Myers.
You know that, right? Because it was pretty a wild time. I'd coming off of New York with a lot of work in New York and coming out there. And that was I just got in LA and that was a big show, right? Yeah. I mean, you guys were it. You were setting the trend. People were paying attention. People were into it. And it did. It gave me a lot of presence and it gave me other work. But most importantly, it gave me like more television experience. I remember the first day. So you're going to see the episode. It's funny you didn't. But the first day I worked, I had to enter the classroom to see Brenda, and to see Jason and Andrea, because it was And I did it like three or four times and they kept cutting. No one's saying anything. I'm like, what's up? So like the fifth or sixth time up there, keep cutting it. And I'm like, they're sending me back to one. I'm like, man, this didn't happen before. What's going on? So one of the producers came in with a casting director and said, hey, are you okay? And I went, yeah, I'm fine. I don't know why they keep cutting. They're like, you're stepping on Jason's line. So every time I came in, Jason said something and I stepped on him, but no one would tell me until then. So it was really funny. So there was always more to learn at that stage because I'd, you know, been on daytime and I'd done the episodics I could in New York. At that time, there weren't many. There was Law and Order. There was a couple others coming in. There was not a lot of work at that time in television in New York City.
Did they didn't tell you you were stepping on Jason's line, but did they perhaps tell you not to look us in the eyes? I'm just curious.
No, they didn't do that. They didn't, you know, they didn't precursor anything to that. But I was just amazed at how you guys were handling everything. Because when I came on the show, it was really spiking prior to me coming on and watching that and seeing, you know, you guys had to handle a lot. And I don't know if you talk about that or look back at that. Your age, coming in, the pressures, and all new actors to or actors that are getting work in the beginning. There's a duality of a learning curve and a balance. And then you guys, you know, even though I was the same age, you had a different pressure. And I can only imagine that whole, for at least the first 3 years, had to be an adjustment for you in your own personal lives, working as actors there.
What did you think of these guys?
We're both like,
yeah, what did you think of the cast when you, because you were there for 13 episodes.
That's a lot.
Did you mostly work with just Jason and Andrea?
In the beginning was, mostly Jason and Andrea. Then I got some stuff with Dylan and Brenda and you guys a little bit. The interactions, we'd have those crossovers. But, you know, it was a really good experience because everybody was really welcoming to me. And I also think because you guys are, you know, right away you're working, you're 24/7, right? So when I started to work with Andrea, she welcomed the opportunity to rehearse. She welcomed the opportunity to explore that. And Jason and Dylan too, they were really cool and open, which is nice because when you sometimes come onto shows, the guys can get a little tight until they relax. And these guys weren't. They were really, really cool.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
The one funny thing I remember though is that it was like a Monday morning I came in and we were waiting hours and almost a late afternoon because I think you two, Brenda's character, you were like in Vegas, right? And you had a great weekend and you all missed the plane. So
what?
I go, are you kidding? And they're all complaining and whining because you guys weren't in town.
I don't remember this at all. Do you?
Tori, can you remember that?
Okay, something is vaguely coming back that perhaps Shannon and I were in Cabo San Lucas and missed our flight.
Hey, it wasn't me at all.
Maybe it wasn't this instance, but
I didn't even remember this story at all until you brought that up. And I don't know if the timeline works out, but it could. Was I 18 at this point? Oh my God. What year was this? Oh gosh.
92. 92, 93.
I graduated in 93. Okay. Okay. We were in Cabo San Lucas and we missed our flight. And that was a call. I was like, oh God, I was terrified. And Shannon's like, I got it. Like, don't worry. So I remember her calling and being like, yeah, we're not. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. But other than that, it was, you know, you guys are always
great. My God, yes.
And it was a great little tucked away studio. You know, it was a cool little place. It really was.
Did you know they film porn right next door?
No, but I'm not surprised.
I know. Yeah.
I think every block in that area, you know.
Fair.
Do you remember the fans' reaction to Gil Myers at the time? And like maybe throughout the duration of your appearances, like, did we like you? Did we? I don't remember.
When she says we, she means the fans, because she's a huge fan.
Me and my people.
I mean, I think they did. I think in the early part it was controversial, but then I think that a lot of the reactions I would get, or that I could come be made aware of or see, was Gil was liked. And then, you know, if we were on location and at the school or whatever, and there might be a lot of fans on the day, running and screaming at the fence, you know. But you know, I'd get a few shout outs, but not like the girls here who get a lot of the attention of the boys. Yeah. Oh, and Gil. Yeah. Hey, Gil.
Wait, so I have a question. Obviously, I mean, 13 episodes is huge. Like, fans always must have remembered you. Do any of your students on your swim team, were their moms like, they come to the swim meet and they're like, you kidding me? There's Gil Myers.
So I don't know anybody else who transitions from acting to professional.
Never heard of that. Nope.
So it was kind of like being outed, you know. What I'd do is I was never comfortable promoting that anyways. So I'm working my kids and all the people and mm-hmm. doing my thing and showing them that I know what I'm doing. But yeah, it used to be kind of, I think he's, you know, and then someone would, you know, Google, and then it would be, you know, all over. And so more and more and more and more until the kids started to, you know, the young girls and boys, I see Coach, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, didn't want them to look at a lot, because a lot of the movies, I play a lot of bad guys, you know, I play a lot of undesirables. So I wasn't really looking for 12 and unders to go and watch those movies, you know.
Not a good idea.
Yeah. And the moms were attentive, but Ellen was cool. My wife.
God bless Ellen.
Yeah, really, man. You know how that is. It's just like, no. You
know. Oh my gosh. So you're about to hang up your swim trunks. See, funny I said that.
I like that. That was good.
And what's next for you? What's on the horizon?
Well, that's what's different. You know, this is the first time ever I've taken like 4 months and just hanging out with Ellen, seeing, doing my family stuff and kind of reflecting on what do I want to do, because I've sent off the remainder of my team. I've sent other teams. They're doing well. I'm in touch with the college kids, but I'm just not sure. You know, I've done photography. I've had a studio. I've done other things.
You're an empty nester, right?
That's it.
Yep.
And it just happened. Although one's here and upstairs, she's home for the weekend.
Never empty, but yeah.
No, it's never. But, man, that's cool. You know, it totally changes things. It's nice. So I don't have a specific. I'm talking to some of the people I know and may take some more work and acting. Or I may go in a different direction.
That's the coolest thing. You can do whatever you want to do.
You can. If you just chill about it.
You gotta decide.
We all have to make a living in that mm-hmm. issue, but it's just I've been the luxury of having this time and my wife being cool enough to go, hey, you know, do what you gotta do. Because swimming is like acting in the sense that it's 24/7 and you know, there's no weekends, there's no dinners with family, there's that stuff. It worked because my boys were with me, right? Yeah. So we were together all the time, or if I'm away for the weekend, they're there. Mm-hmm. And that gave a really neat parenting opportunity to kind of, you know, teach them to be upstanding young guys.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Changing today. You know how hard it is, right? With the kid.
Yeah.
Well, all our fans, your fans are going to hear and see this and they're going to be like, we want you back. So
yeah, we might have to call you as Jenny sees it go along.
Oh my gosh.
I hope you don't mind if you can join us because I think she's going to definitely have more questions as we go.
That's fun. And that's fun. I mean, when I got the call, I was like, psyched you guys are doing this. It's mm-hmm. a huge interest. I know, you know, Charles is doing his over there and your fan base, it's really unique and incredible. And timing wise, look at the depth of time, mm-hmm. you know? And we go back and influence whatever you see in movies. Now you look back at television right now, you can go back and back and back. Where does it begin? A lot of it begins here. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff that's happening that comes so easy to others now. Mm-hmm. Man, what if you guys decide to do a makeup line or a hairline or had Instagram or that stuff?
Oh my God, we talk about that.
Right. Or music or anything. It's all different now. But you guys get the credit for and were groundbreaking at the time, you know.
If we only knew then what we know now.
Yeah, but that's the rub, right? We can never get that.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
So should we play our game with them?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. Will you play a game with us?
Yeah.
We like to torture all of our guests and make them play this horrific game. It's called Kiss, Marry, Kick to the Curb.
Yeah.
Kiss, Marry, Kick to the Curb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just perfect for a creepy teacher.
Oh, my gosh. And you don't go by the actors. We're not Precious. We have no hurt feelings. It's all based on the characters.
This is going to be extra weird because it's Gil Myers. Oh, my God.
I know. So, you know, is it Andrea, Kelly, Donna, questions. Brenda?
Yeah. Answer with the character.
You're playing this
Mrs.
game.
Mrs. Walsh.
I don't know. I get a sense of the creepiness of the game.
Mrs. So and we don't care. Whoever don't it is. Worry. Okay. Favorite character. Go.
Well, who would you kiss? Character? Oh, favorite character. Sorry.
Who would I?
Oh, right. Sorry. Should we just ask him those questions? Who would you kiss?
Who did I kiss or who would I kiss?
No. You have to kiss, marry, or kick to the curb.
Hold on.
On the show. So,
who would you kiss?
I didn't kiss anybody. Okay.
No. Okay. Listen, Gil Myers.
Who would you?
You'll always be him. No, who would you? Like, out of the four, like, females on the characters only, Kelly, Brenda, Andrea, Donna, you get to go back and do it different.
Feel bad. Come on.
You, as a viewer, you get to say, like, hey, I would kiss, I'd marry, and I'd kick to the curb.
I told you, it's a terrible, terrible game.
It's a terrible game because you know somebody's going to lose. And somebody's going to feel good.
That, you know what? That's
maybe,
life.
Maybe the person you want to kiss, they say, oh my God, creepy Gil.
Listen.
I know. It's extra weird because it's the teacher saying it now.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's all safe sport rules. Next question.
No, just
oh my gosh. You won't play with us?
Which one would you have wanted to marry if you were you and not
just a viewer?
You were just a guy watching the show. Myers, you're just a fan of 90210. Which character was the most like your speed?
Yeah. Everybody's got a different one, by the way.
Yes.
Everybody picks a different one.
We've heard it all.
You've heard it all.
You can pick Mrs. Teasley. It's okay.
Yeah. Could I?
What about Mrs. Walsh?
That's what I said. Mrs. Walsh.
I don't know, girls. I'm not doing, you know, I'll do anything. That I just can't do that.
It is a little weird for Gil Myers. I'm not gonna
lie. Okay, fine. Can we DM you later and you'll tell us? I'm going to slide into your DM and ask and never tell.
This storyline is really fascinating because, as always, 90210 was so ahead of its time. And there's a real twist to it.
Yeah.
We will have to call Mark because it is quite fascinating, and he had to play it how he played it, or it would have seemed ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
Well, you girls were cool enough to ask me on.
Thank you, Mark, so much. We love talking to you and catching up.
Good luck with this. Okay.
All right. You take care.
Bye. Thank you, Mark, so much for coming on. That was so much fun. Gil Myers in the house. So that's it for this episode. We'll see you next time. We love you.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.